What are the sources and origins of writings like the Book of Mormon, the Quran, and the Gospel of Thomas, and how do they compare to the Bible? The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August is One Word, Many Writings, a study of the origins of religious writings. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can find out more about One Word, Many Writings by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. One Word, Many Writings by Dr. Adam Francisco. We've been talking about it for the last 2 hours, and now it's time to actually get down to business and play Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, if you haven't heard the soundbites already at our website, issuesetc.org, stay tuned. We're going to play each of these four soundbites for you, and it's a very simple game. You stand a chance of winning the LPR bundle package, the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. We'll get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, or bumper sticker. Just listen to these four sound bites, and then you call, you email, you send us a tweet, or you visit our Facebook fan page, and you vote which one you think ought to be the Issues, Etc. sound bite of the week. Make sure you include your city and your state. We'd like to know where you're listening and why you're voting for the sound bite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, we get them right here in real time, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. There's space right there at the top of the page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Henry Cloud preaching at Willow Creek Community Church, and he tells the story of his Christless conversion.
What happened to me was I grew up and I had a God. My God was golf. And I had this future that I wanted to do somewhere in that game. And what happened was I had a hand injury and finally I had to give it up. And my world, my dream, what I'd oriented my life around went away. And I hit bottom, deeply, deeply depressed. And so finally I was at the end of myself. I was sitting in my dorm room one day, and I looked up on the shelf, and I saw my Bible there. And I felt some sort of something, and I went over and I picked it up, and I sat down, and I was thinking about all these things, like, how do you find what you're supposed to do in life, and how do you find a career, and how do you make a relationship work, and how do you find the girl, and how do you know, and worst of all, how am I going to feel better? Open it up. And it was the verse in Matthew 6 that says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you as well." What that said to me was, maybe I've tried to kind of direct my life and get all the things in place, but I'm supposed to go to God first, and then he will guide me. And I said, well, I've tried everything, I'll try this. And I said, God, I don't know if you're there, but if you are, I need you. And I will give myself to you, and I'll do whatever you tell me. God will, you know, if you're there, call me.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Dr. Henry Cloud preaching at Willow Creek Community Church, telling the story of his Christless conversion. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two from Pastor Anthony Voltatorne talking about the real measure of a church's success.
Bon Iver has this wonderful quote where he talks about sometimes the Holy Spirit is working to grow the church when visibly it seems to be shrinking. We simply don't have any measurement on the success of a church, whether it's growing or shrinking, except by what God has given us. So I think our confessions do a wonderful job stating this in Article 7 of the Augsburg Confession. It says, "The church is the congregation of saints, in which the gospel is purely taught and the sacraments are correctly administered. For the true unity of the church, it is enough to agree about the doctrine of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments." It's worded beautifully there. I don't know. We so often downplay this, as if it's something unimportant to have word and sacrament in the church, as if receiving this gospel is sort of just something we do here. No, it is who we are, and it's what makes us the church, and it's the only thing that is able to show whether we are having the successful ministry of Christ in all its glory here or not.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Anthony Voltatorni, The Real Measure of a Church's Success. Here's soundbite number three, a recent conversation with Rebecca Kissling, who was conceived in rape. Here's a simple truth about rape and abortion.
The Supreme Court has said that there's no death penalty for rapists, that it's cruel and unusual punishment to give the death penalty to a rapist, that they don't deserve the death penalty, even child molesters. And I don't think that an innocent child conceived in rape deserves the death penalty either. And I believe that that's cruel and unusual punishment. I think that they really need to address that right away, the humanity of the child and protecting the child, and just how inherently unfair that is.
That was soundbite number three, Rebecca Kissling, A Simple Truth About Rape and Abortion. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. And here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. Shane Rosenthal, what has replaced conversation and debate?
Yeah, it's sort of like the whole Facebook phenomenon. You know, people are spending 3 or 4 hours in social media, but at the end of the day, they're alone by themselves in a room, typing on a keyboard. So in the same way, when we have conversations about the things that matter, we often parrot the kinds of things we've seen done regularly, day in and day out. And if you look at what happens on the television news, you'll have news segments where people are asked to comment on a given topic, and they are just yelling at each other, and they're crossing paths, and they're not answering each other's objections. They're just basically venting in public. And I think that has trained us all to, when we, whether it's via Facebook, we vent instead of having real conversations. Whether it's in person and on Facebook, wherever the conversation is, we need to go back and reinvestigate what it means to really talk with other people. And then we also have to ask, are we good listeners?
That was soundbite number four. Should it be soundbite of the week? Now's your chance to vote. Phone call voters get to go first, so give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 24th of August. 1-877-623-6943. Vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You can also vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Make sure to include your city and your state. We want to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. You can win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet @issuesetc, or we've left space for you at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Somebody, one listener, one voter, is going to win the LPR bundle package this Friday afternoon. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. I want to hear from you. What is your vote for Issues etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Should it be soundbite number one? Dr. Henry Cloud preaching at Willow Creek, telling the story of his Christless conversion. Soundbite number two, Pastor Anthony Voltatorne on the real measure of a church's success. Soundbite number three, Rebecca Kiesling, a simple truth about rape and abortion. Or soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal answering the question, what has replaced conversation and debate? 1-877-623-6943. Andy is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Well, hi, Todd. Number three, short, sweet, simple, accurate, essential. And so naturally, I'm going to vote for number four, because if we don't engage people in conversation, if they don't know how to engage in conversation, we have to teach them. But if we can't engage them in conversation, we're not going to convince them of the truth of number three. We have to engage in conversation ourselves and teach other people how to do it so that they can gain the kind of wisdom that's found in Scripture.
Andy, thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We're playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. In DuCoin, Illinois, here's Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Issues, etc. With the motto you have, it shouldn't be hard to figure out which one it is. Number two, for without word and sacrament, what are we? Without that, without knowing the word, without being fed the word, we're not going to go talk to anybody. We're not going to be able to change any lives without the Holy Spirit residing in us, taking in our Lord at communion, and then going and reaching the world.
Rick, thanks for listening in DuCoin. Nathan listens in Vancouver, Washington. Nathan says, I want to vote for number two. That would be Pastor Anthony Voltatorne on the real measure of a church's success. And he says, because not only does he tell us that we should not measure success by, but points us to our confessions, which do give us the tool by which we can measure success, the faithful preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments, with all different mission statements out there that point us one direction or another. This really cuts to the quick of what we ought to be doing and where our focus should be. Nathan, thanks for listening out in Washington. Janet listens and says, my vote is for Pastor Anthony Voltatorne. That's soundbite number two as well. For reasons I am having a hard time articulating, says Janet, but faithfulness or lack thereof to word and sacrament are reasons I am leaving a large congregation for a small one. Interesting, Janet, and thank you very much for listening. Peter listens in Chester, Illinois. He's voting for Rebecca Kiesling's soundbite. It says, shows love for all neighbors, from rapists to unborn children. This love for all neighbors is an example to all Christians. Peter, thanks for listening in Chester. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Rob is voting for number four. He says, political discourse in America is seriously lacking as I post this on Facebook. There's some irony, Rob, not lost on us. Martha in Bay City, Michigan, where I actually served a year of my vicarage at a congregation there. Martha says, Pastor Voltatorny, that's soundbite number two, because he's in my hubby's circuit. That your reasons are your own. Tamara listens in Kansas. She says, my vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor Anthony Voltatorny as well. In a world obsessed with growth, numbers, and the measure of success, so many churches are willing to remove much of what makes us a Lutheran for the sake of growth. It was so reassuring to hear a pastor explain so simply what is truly important is the forgiveness of sins that we receive in word and sacrament. Tamara, thanks for listening. Kansas, that was a great comment. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, or bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Henry Cloud's Christless Conversion Story? Soundbite number two, Pastor Anthony Voltatorny on the real measure of a church's success? Soundbite number three, Rebecca Kiesling, A Simple Truth About Rape and Abortion? Or soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal on What Is Replaced Conversation and Debate? 1-877-623-6943. Your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is called One Word, Many Writings, The Study of the Origins of Religious Writings. You can set side by side Holy Scripture, that is the Old and the New Testament, and all the other so-called sacred books of all the other religions, and you can see a definite contrast. Not only in what they say, there's definitely a difference in what they say. Scripture is focused upon Christ and his saving work for the world, upon grace alone. All the others are religions of works, and you can prove it by reading their religious writings. But there are other differences, too. The other contrasts are in their historical claims and in their sources and their origins. It's all explored in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, One Word, Many Writings by Dr. Adam Francisco. You can call Concordia Publishing House and order One Word, Many Writings, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Tyson is voting for soundbite number three, Rebecca Kiesling. He says, that conversation changed my mind about abortion. Really? I am now 100% pro-life after listening to that conversation. Glad we could help, Tyson, and thanks for your vote. Michael listens in Maryland on the Issues Etc. Android app. Thanks for doing that. Surprise, surprise. M-Pop is yet again voting for the soundbite that is pro-life in an election year. I believe that we need to harp on this issue. There's just so many lives hanging in the balance. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Thanks for using the Android app. Paul listens in California. His vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor Voltatorny. He's absolutely right. It's about the proclamation of the gospel of Christ and the administration of the sacraments. Without these, you don't have a church. You have a group meeting based around yourselves, not the crucified and risen Savior. Similar to last week, I'd rather have a faithful congregation of 5 to 25 where Christ is central than a congregation of 5,000 where the pastor is the model for life change and I'm made to feel better about myself despite my sins pulling me away from Christ. That's the real problem with churches like Joel Osteen and the televangelists. Instead of standing and acting in the stead and by the command of Christ through the proclamation of his word, they almost replace Christ, some of them actually do, saying, follow me, do it my way, or it will be better. When I am a preacher or pastor, and he gives me his motivation statement for the day, there is no assurance, no grace, no salvation. Where Christ is preached, there's forgiveness and life everlasting. Paul, thanks for listening in California. The winner this week, soundbite number two, Pastor Anthony Voltatorny, the real measure of the church's success.
Bonhoeffer has this wonderful quote where he talks about sometimes the Holy Spirit is working to grow the church when visibly it seems to be shrinking. We simply don't have any measurement on the success of a church, whether it's growing or shrinking, except by what God has given us. So I think our confessions do a wonderful job stating this in Article 7 of the Augsburg Confession. It says, the church is the congregation of saints, in which the gospel is purely taught and the sacraments are correctly administered. For the true unity of the church, it is enough to agree about the doctrine of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments. It's worded beautifully there. I don't know. We so often downplay this as if it's something unimportant to have word and sacrament in the church, as if receiving this gospel is sort of just something we do here. No, it is who we are, and it's what makes us the church, and it's the only thing that is able to show whether we are having the successful ministry of Christ in all its glory here or not.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. According to your votes this week, Soundbite number 2, Pastor Anthony Voltatorni on the true measure of the church's success. The LPR bundle package goes to Tyson. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll conclude our series on the 7 ecumenical councils. Be kind of sad to conclude that one. We'll be talking with Pastor Heath Curtis about the Second Council of Nicaea. It'll take us up to the very end of the 8th century. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Remember, no gift is too small, and this is special for first-time donors. We will send you the new Issues Etc. and a Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad only for first-time donors. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind all during the long and challenging summer months. Do me a favor this weekend. Word of mouth is the best advertising we have. We currently have 3,600 views of the latest Issues Etc. YouTube video. Help us get over 4,000 views by sharing it with your friends, your family members, and your neighbors. Email it to them. Share it on Facebook. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What are the sources and origins of writings like the Book of Mormon, the Quran, and the Gospel of Thomas, and how do they compare to the Bible? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is One Word, Many Writings, A Study of the Origins of Religious Writings. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can find out more about One Word, Many Writings by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. One Word, Many Writings by Dr. Adam Francisco.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.